Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. We're all heading to the big ISE show. Last year, it's in Amsterdam this year in a couple of weeks. And this morning, I'm joined with James Rimple, who is the Director of Product Management at Nareva. James, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Doing well. You and I were together last week for an official live launch of the HDL 200, which we'll get into in just a second. And I'm sure that HDL 200 will be a big focus for Nareva at ISE. You'll be in the UCC Pavilion, UCC Hall in D160, so Hall 11, D160. Tell us, when we walk in Nareva's booth, what can we expect to see at ISE, this being your fourth or fifth year at the show?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing you'll notice is that the booth is entirely dedicated to our audio platform, our audio product family. So, of course, that includes our HDL 300 for medium-sized rooms, our dual HDL 300 solution for large rooms, and you'll be able to get your hands on our new HDL 200, which is for smaller meeting rooms. So at the booth, we'll have the actual product there, so you can see how it looks firsthand. We'll also be doing live demonstrations of the product. So we'll have units set up here in Calgary and in the UK, and we'll be doing live video conferencing demonstrations using the trade show internet and UCNC clients. So we'll be able to show people what the product actually looks and sounds like in a real UCNC call.
So the focus at ISE is going to be exclusively on audio, no wall products?
That's correct.
Okay, that's a difference. That's a change. That's just a little bit of a shift. I'm a little surprised because the wall, you know, I have a wall in my classroom, love it. I think it's a great collaboration product. But it sounds like you're intentionally focused on the audio products because you're in the UCC Pavilion.
Exactly, and we find that the audience at ISE is, you know, they're very interested in conferencing and technologies that help with conferencing, and we find that the best audiences for our SPAN software and wall product tend to be at more practitioner focused events and shows.
Yeah, that does make sense. By the way, I love the wall. If you want to learn more about Nareva and what they do, is go to nareva.com, N-U-R-E-V-A.com. Now, one of the technologies, we have an HDL 300 in my conference room. We just installed a huddle space in my office. I'm looking forward to the HDL 200 in that space. I think it'll be perfect for that. One of the technologies you have in there, which includes a number of the patents that you have, is something called microphone mist. Talk about microphone mist, and also talk about this patent, this brand new patent you were awarded just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. Well, microphone mist is what we call our the technology platform that we have built our audio conferencing solutions on, and it consists of a physical array of microphones tied to a powerful processor. And it's a proprietary technology. It's patented. We have three patents already, and we just announced via a press release a few weeks ago that we have a fourth patent that's been granted. The fourth patent is all about our structured sound mask, and that's how we do continuous automatic calibration. So unlike other solutions where you have to go in and actually calibrate the solution if the room changes or if the unit is moved from room to room, with our calibrated, with our sound mask, the HDL family of audio conferencing products will continuously adapt to changing room environments.
So as the room load changes or even noises change within the room, or is it all based on spatial awareness?
It's about the response time of the room and the way echoes propagate through the room. So when the unit calibrates, it's actually calibrating all of the echo cancellation algorithms that are tied to each microphone.
But you're saying it recalibrates automatically so that it doesn't have to self-calibrate continuously, or how does that work exactly?
Exactly. You can imagine that if you calibrate an audio conferencing solution in an empty room, it's going to sound very different than when the room is full of people. People absorb sound and it changes the impulse response of the room. So our system will just continuously adapt to those changes.
And how often is that going on? Is it in real time or is it every 15 seconds or what is the scenario that happens there?
It happens in real time and it takes under an hour to kind of adapt to changes in the room acoustics.
Okay. All right. And the good thing about that, I guess, would be that if you have a meeting with two people and then an hour later you have a meeting with seven people, it's going to recalibrate itself so that it's adapting to, you know, obviously, and it's going to have to consider not only where they are sitting, but also what they're wearing, because hardscapes and softscapes carry audio and sound differently.
Exactly. Another great example is we're seeing a lot more meeting rooms that are used in a more flexible nature. So rooms with furniture on wheels where, you know, they move the tables around depending on what's happening in the room. And again, our system will just adapt to those changes.
That's the technology is intriguing to me. And Microphone Mist is built into all of your audio products. Obviously, with ISE being a big AV show, there's going to be a lot of interesting conference room products. Where do you see Mirava in that sort of world of conference rooms? Where do you fit? I mean, because you're not the most expensive product out there, but you're not the least expensive. But you also have a very unique product offering because you're not requiring it to be installed in the ceiling. It's not a tabletop product. It can be installed almost anywhere. So where do you kind of see yourself fit in and what kind of integrators? Because I know one of the things you're going to be looking for is expanding your distribution while you're over at ISE. Where do you see the sweet spot for your product and what kind of integrators and distributors would be good for you to match up with?
Yeah. Well, we really focus on simplicity and flexibility. The big advantage of our technology is that our products are really easy to install and configure. So as you mentioned, they hang on the wall. You don't have to have any technology on the tables or run cables through the ceiling. And they calibrate themselves. And they're self-contained as well. They contain onboard echo cancellation. So you have a fully processed echo canceled signal going back to your computer running your UCNC client. So really, for our customers, it's all about taking the complexity and mystery out of audio conferencing technology. So the types of distributors and resellers we're looking for are companies that can sort of take advantage of that simplicity. And I think we offer a whole new way of deploying technology into meeting rooms that lends itself really well to scale.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think the typical AV dealer or a UCC dealer, even IT companies that are out there going to ISE, I think would benefit from a relationship with Mirava, whether direct or through a distributor. One last thing I want to point out. One of the things that we're a Mac company here, and for the last couple of years, we've had an HDL-300 in my company in the conference room. We've had to use the only application we have for a PC besides accounting has been to collaborate or start to calibrate the HDL-300 and originally setting it up. Now you're getting ready to launch a cloud-based client, which means that it can be you can calibrate it with a Mac or PC. I'm guessing that you'll show that at ISE as well.
Yes, exactly. We're going to be demonstrating the Mirava console, and it just makes our product even more flexible.
Yeah, and that means that you can do all this on a Mac, PC, whatever, as long as you have access to a browser, from what I understand. Is that correct, or did I misquote that?
No. There is a client that you install on the meeting room computer, and we have a client available for both Windows and Mac.
Windows and Mac. Okay, good. So it's not completely cloud-based, but the management of the rooms is cloud-based, correct?
Exactly. Console? Yeah. So, yep. So our client is just there to pass information back and forth between the customer's account and the device itself. All the management can happen through a browser.
Okay, perfect. Now I understand. You'll be in Hall 11, stand D160. I'll be there. Doing some live interviews and video interviews. And of course, you can see all of our ISE coverage at raypubs.com/ISE2020 and Mirava at NUREVA.com. James Rimple, Director of Product Management. We've been talking to James. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you very much, everyone. And of course, you can listen to all of our pre-ISE podcasts at raypubs.com, or wait for the pre-ISE email newsletter to come out the week before the show, and we'll put them all aggregated in that. Thanks a lot, and have a great day.